Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
What?
At the club.
What?
Club
really?
Request denied.
Wow, that's a big pull.
Do you hear what I hear there?
Now we gotta hear you.
What?
I love your peanuts, man.
No.
No.
And you gotta get it moist.
Yeah.
It's an excellent intro.
By the way, pour one out for Tim Taylor.
Yeah.
No longer here at Intercom.
He's moved on to bigger and better things.
R.I.P. Tim Taylor.
Wait, he's alive.
Rest in peace.
Rest in power.
You dead son of a bitch. No, he has not moved on to bigger and better things. They fired him.
Man, he's moved on to bigger and better things.
I hope he has.
I think he's got a big inheritance coming.
I missed him. What?
Yeah. Tim's parents are loaded. He'll be fine.
By the way, that Joey Harrington drop... Is
the Harrington Lab
truly gold?
Well, we got the two. We have the what?
What?
And then the laugh to your question.
That's a Ron Swanson-esque laugh.
He
right
laughed
there.
Me off the show.
He did.
Really?
Oh my god!
He was having none of it.
No, he wasn't up for your tomfoolery.
God. All right. We are here. You are there.
Let's talk. I just got done. They did a close-up on the watching the Yankees Rays here, and they do, like, the base cam. I'm always envious of Major League Baseball fields because the grass just looks so nice, but I don't think the baseball dirt gets enough credit. How do I get baseball dirt? Even that looks great. If I was rich, I would hire a Major League Baseball landscaping crew to come in and do my yard.
You know what I used to love at baseball games is when you'd sit up in the stands before the game started and watch them
watering the dirt. Down. Yes!
And make sure they got... It was so great when they got it all.
Even
they
coverage.
Finished it.
Yes! But they showed that close up and even the dirt there. What kind of dirt is that? I go to the dirt at my place and my dog's rolling. It just looks like hell.
Mine's kind of clay. It's too much clay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good looking dirt.
I don't have great dirt.
Bad enough my grass doesn't look like that, but now they're shaming me for my dirt as well.
Really?
Do you think dirt has good dirt?
I don't know. I'm going to say no. Dirt doesn't strike me as a landscaping sort of guy.
Where does dirt live? Where do all the fan hosts live?
I think dirt lives in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Isn't that where Sprague lives?
Sprague's in Oregon City. He's in Oregon City.
Are you the only Vancouver guy? No, Luke's in Vancouver.
Cam is in Vancouver.
Yeah, Cam's in the Coove. Dusty's out in like Hillsboro.
Theme there.
What, bald guys?
Well, Luke's not bald, is he?
Oh, no. So what would that theme be?
Well, three guys up there.
That's the trend. Three guys just... sitting around the Coove, but all very different parts of Vancouver.
Three guys living in the Coove.
Yeah.
Does anybody live in Beaverton?
Yes, I do.
Mike does, and Mike's, I think Swigard does.
Yeah, Swag's a Beaverton guy. Jeff's the Baton Rouge. He's Hawkinson.
Yeah, he lives way up in...
He's the furthest one out there.
His backyard has... Like, there's nothing behind his house, right?
I think they're doing a bunch
of... Joe Fish, also Beaverton.
Oh, there you
Fisher.
Go.
So Beaverton win... Or three Vancouverites, three Beavertonites.
No no-po guys Beavertonians. Or anything like that, though?
Patrick Harris is North Portland.
Oh, yeah, we do got no-po. Oh,
I'm Southwest. I don't think anybody's over there with me.
Our tentacles spread wide and far.
We are so diverse.
That's what we do. Except we're all white.
Oh.
Minus
Rashad's Northeast. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
A lot of whiteness on this station, which is very Portland.
Hey, we have a black guy.
Yes, we do.
I think Buck lives in Beaverton, too.
Does he?
I think so.
Who are we missing? Is that it?
Where does Dusty live? You said Hillsborough?
You know?
What, Dusty? Yeah, Dusty.
He's moved like 100 times.
Dusty's
like.
Hillsborough.
So we think.
No, he just moved.
Hmm? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I'm... Pretty certain.
Well, he coaches for Banks. Maybe he moved to Banks.
Someone's saying, so you guys are all suburban douchebags? Yeah, pretty much.
I don't live in the suburbs.
Did you expect anything different?
I live in Portland. I'm a Portland douchebag.
Technically, I live in Portland, too. But I live in Beaverton.
Hey, did you see who got indicted?
No. I did not. Who went down?
The McCloskeys.
The McCloskeys?
Indicted. Yeah. Wait. Do you know who they are?
No.
You forgot about the McCloskeys.
Oh, I know. I got a real good buddy of mine whose name's Mark McCloskey, and I was like, what? Marcus, what have you been up to? No, those are the St. Louis people, right?
The gun-toting St. Louis couple, the rich.
I think the governor said it didn't matter that he was going to pardon them no matter what.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think I
nice
do.
Try, then.
I think he said that... I think the governor said that if they get convicted, he's like, he'll set them free.
Well, they're both attorneys.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this here. Two on.
Got a little...
One-to-one in the six.
Something.
They're both attorneys, and I guess they've kind of become folk heroes among a lot of conservatives.
I think they made an appearance at the... I did not watch it, but I think they were guests and, like, spoke or did something at the Republican National Convention. Yeah, they're a big deal. The Republicans love them.
Well, a grand jury indicted them. Patricia, I think is her name.
Yeah,
and Mark.
Mark.
Yeah. And so hopefully, well, I don't really want them to get pardoned.
Well, supposedly that's what the governor said. So what are they, like weapons charges or something?
Well, I'm reading here. I've got to read this.
Okay.
Should I have read it before we did it?
Probably.
Yeah.
I didn't learn that. I did not see this story, so.
Yeah, they got indicted Tuesday. Mm.
This is going to do, who is served by this, right? They're not going to do any jail time. In fact, I'm guessing that the McCloskeys are going to become even bigger folk heroes after this. And this is, there's no point to this whatsoever. None.
So they said that they charged the couple with felony unlawful use of a weapon. The judge said the display of guns risked bloodshed at what she called an otherwise peaceful protest. Mm-hmm. That's why they got indicted.
Yeah.
She said that in addition to the weapons charges, the grand jury indictment includes a tampering with evidence charge.
Oh.
And nobody knows what that is.
I thought I read somewhere that might have been, they were claiming that the gun was inoperable, and so they were saying that maybe, I think that's, and I read that a bit ago, that like they're claiming that the gun's, like her gun wasn't able to fire, and so that maybe she tampered with it before they turned it over. That may be something to do with that. I don't know. This to me is a big nothing burger, because, again, I mean, if you know you're going to get pardoned, then what's the, you know... Unless the governor's pulling a fast one. He's like, hey, just plead guilty. I'll pardon you. And then he's like, aha!
Maybe
in your face.
Maybe it'll cost him some money or something. I don't know.
It is weird, though, that's like that you're a folk hero sort of thing. That dude in Wisconsin, the kid, he's one of those, too. Like, they've raised a ton of money for that guy. And, like, they have, like, prayer meetings. Like, he's a big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how two different two people can view that so differently.
Yeah.
Like, they're really serious about the idea that that was not peaceful and it was very scary. And that's, this is why we have guns are legal, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then other people, I being on the other side, I look at it and I just laugh at how fearful that they are that something's going to happen. Those people weren't even, those people were going to somewhere else. They were passing by. And he pulls out a machine gun or some crap. I mean,
yeah, like an AR-15, and she had a little pea shooter. She had a little pistol.
Scared much?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's,
but too. I mean, but it's so funny how.
Absolutely. Well, the.
I mean, I think they're. It's a joke, but
the kid in Wisconsin killed a couple people, and people are like, yeah, that's the one. I mean, you want to talk about two groups of people seeing something entirely different.
Right.
I saw there was like a, like some sort of like Wisconsin, it was a GOP meeting, and there was like a prayer meeting, and they were like, no, like they brought his parents, like the, is it Rittenhour, Ridden something or other? They brought his parents there, and they were like the guests of honor. The only thing I'll say about that is I'm fascinated, the one, you know, whether you're right or left, I'm fascinated with like the prayer stuff, why the Jesus people love guns so much. Because last time I checked, now I am not the most religious guy in the world, but I was raised religious. And nowhere did I read about Jesus being a gun-toting son of a gun. That's the one I don't fully understand. Like, Jesus was like a hippie walking around in sandals and like loving everybody. I don't get where that part of it came from. I never understood it because, like, growing up in the church, the Mormons are big into that too. A lot of LDS folk.
Mormies are packing?
Yeah, a lot of them packing heat. And I never fully understood that. It's like you stand in church and you listen to, like, love your neighbor and, you know, and kind of one of these numbers, but then it's like, I've got to get ready. I'm going to shoot everybody. I got in trouble once. We were in a meeting and someone was talking about that. And I brought up the question. I said, well, if things really do get bad, and like someone was coming to your home, because that was like the big thing was like they have a lot of like food and water storage, right? Like a lot of the LDS folks, they planning for the apocalypse. So they got like the food and the water.
You
and
always
the
hear
medicine.
That.
Yeah.
How many of them do that?
A lot.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a big deal. And what I never understood was, so then like you got to have the guns because you got to protect the stuff.
Sure.
You know, hey.
People are gonna come for that.
You gonna come and shoot? And then I had the nerve once to raise my hand and be like, well,
I want your water.
I was gonna ask the question. I was like, so we're all doing the Jesus thing here, right? If Jesus had a bunch of food and water and people came because they were in need, don't you think he would give them the food and water as opposed to shooting them? They did not like that. I was told to shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Whoa.
I just have always found that to be a weird...
Did he catch that?
A weird dynamic. I don't know who caught what.
He caught that. Oh, my God.
Oh, was that our guy?
Yeah, Wait, what just happened?
I didn't see it. What happened?
Well, I think
you might want to tell people because this.
You're
is,
just kind of like.
You're over the radio right now asking people.
Are
that
we on the
Rosarena is out and Cole. Something.
Are we on the radio?
We are indeed on the radio.
I think Brett Gardner just robbed him of a home run, or at least it looked like he did. Maybe it was a little more routine than I'm leading on, but a Rosarena just about parked one off of Cole. Here it is, right here. See if this. Yeah,
no,
that's
no,
a home run.
Robbed him of a home run.
Damn,
it wasn't
dude.
As flashy as Bellinger's, but no, that's a home run.
That's going out.
Yeah.
Nice, Gardner.
Look at Mike. Nice, Gardner.
Isn't it funny, like Bellinger's catch, you know, we all lose our S over, but that, I mean, he robbed him of a home run.
Oh, he wanted to bat flip so bad,
oh,
and now
yeah.
he's so mad.
Well, and he was walking. What if it hits the wall? He misses it and hits the wall. Run, you dip S. I hate it when guys do that.
Tell me how you really feel.
That guy, that was not a surefire home run.
No, probably not.
So run.
Although, to be fair, it would have been a home run.
Right, but it wasn't a surefire.
No, but it would
It wasn't like that Stanton home run.
No, the Stanton one, he did not need
he
to run.
He didn't need to run.
But, to be fair.
Run!
That would have been a home run, and he could have walked and bat flipped.
Okay, well, McClassey's indicted. They'll be pardoned, whatever. All right, next. We've got a man who is running for office who appeared in porn.
What about the children?
Now what do we do?
To look for
now
porn, Dan.
621
porn.
On the fan.
Why to look for porn, Dan. Porn. Lessons to all
the sinners. On 1080, the fan.
Double sun power!
Okay, this guy is a Democrat.
What?
What's happening?
He's a snowflake.
They're the worst.
They are the worst. His name?
I'm going to get you a gun to butch you up a little bit. What if I do if we showed up in the parking lot? I showed up the other day in the parking lot. You were getting wine. You were doing some sort of like drug deal out of the back of a car, but it was wine.
It was my wine guy.
I love that you just have a wine guy that just shows up in the parking lot and you're picking wine out.
Yeah, that's you know that when you go into the airport and you go right through security and there's that wine bar right there?
Yeah.
That is Andreas Jolie, who owns that. He is an excellent wine man.
Okay.
One of the best in town.
Interesting.
Sommelier?
Yes. And so I just a little shout out. But with COVID, you know, you gotta have a side hustle.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So
that side hustle is showing up in parking lots and strange hours and
with cases of wine.
Cases of wine.
That's right.
I'm gonna show up and like, hey Rob, come here. Let's pop the trunk. Start loading Rob up with some guns. Let's do it.
So this guy's name is Roger Montoya.
Okay.
He is 60 years old. 60. He is running for an open seat in the New Mexico House of Representatives.
Okay.
And he has admitted that he appeared in 2 gay porn films.
He's not winning anything.
In the early 80s.
He's kind of a good-looking older guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking it up here. You know.
Yeah, good looking guy.
Well, you know, you said 60 and you kind of picture like just like an old curmudgeon. No, he's a youthful 60. He's got to keep it tight. He's got to keep it right.
He said he was struggling as a college student. He is not proud of the choice. He was young. He was naive. However, those experiences helped him understand the exploitation that young people face.
Mm. It's zero chance he wins. Yeah, just...
Because of that?
You can't.
Stunningly.
You can't be in porn, and I'm going to take it a step further, and it's unfair, but gay porn, you're just doubling down. You're going to have a hard time winning the suburban moms over with that one.
He says, those experiences do not reflect who I am. They are insignificant in the scope of my life's work.
Now, did he did someone out him?
They outed him.
Okay.
He had to talk about it. He wouldn't say that.
I was going
to
say, like, who brings that up?
Yeah,
So he's 60.
Somebody's watching for him. I think the Republicans have a guy. Anytime anybody runs for anything, they go back and watch all of old porn to see if they were in, just to make sure.
I was going to say, he's 60 years old. And so you're going back and you're watching, you're literally watching porn from like 1978?
This is the 80s.
Like, what? What is happening?
Well, somebody's like, hey, somewhere was like, hey.
Recognize that?
Roger Montoya?
Like, I get like, well, in bet, shame on him for using his own name. For heaven's sakes, Brock Landers, please. I mean, use an alias.
There's that.
Trent Steelman was in the films, not me. That's fascinating. Like, you would think, like, I get it today. It'd be harder, but I would think back in the early 80s, that's none of that stuff's on the old interweb there. I would think you could bury that secret deep, deep down in a box somewhere and never have that come out.
You would think. I haven't you know, somebody was like, oh my God, it's Roger Montoya. I haven't seen him since White Men Can't Hump.
You are so good in that. Yeah.
I'm voting for you, man.
I personally think it's ridiculous that should disqualify you from running for office.
I totally agree. Why does he have to? Look,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. This should have no bearing on his ability to govern, and nor should it be any indictment on who he is as a person. I just know that the general public, we can't handle Janet Jackson's boob at the Super Bowl. Like, the general public is so weirded out by anything of a sexual nature. So the fact that this dude is admitting to porn, let alone gay porn, no way.
So do you want to hear these?
I might vote for him just for that. I mean, you know what, dude? You're not going to win, but I'm giving you this vote because kudos for you for facing up to it. Fist bump.
That's right. Do Do you want to hear the statement from the Republican Party of New Mexico?
Oh, yeah! Are they going to drag this guy's poor name through the mud?
They say, despite a fine performance in Calvin and the Hip Hunks.
Oh.
They believe that the former adult actor should withdraw from the political race.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
While many students find college difficult financially, very few choose this route to solve their problems. This kind of risky and reckless behavior is unacceptable.
That's ridiculous. Why is it risky behavior? Oh, for...
Except for his work in Mice and Men. We find that delightful.
He was appearing a couple times a week also down at the manhole, his local bar in New Mexico as well. But, you know, he was only a server there. Wore some chaps. We're not ready as a society, and I don't know why. We're not ready to put our arms around that and embrace it. Somebody, but, like, if you were a poor kid in college and someone offered you money, I think a lot of people would say yes to that.
What somebody asked on the fan text line, which fan personality would be most likely to have a past like this? Who do you think that is? I'm going to say Sprague.
Yeah, I could see Sprague. Sprague seems very proud of his body.
Sprague, he's...
Yeah, I could see.
I mean, he's, look at it. Yeah. I mean...
Look at him.
Dude,
look at him.
Cover me in maple syrup and spank me. Let's go.
Well, he did just dye his hair.
Dusty's a cute little guy, but...
I think Sprague's more likely than Dusty.
Dusty's too wholesome.
Yeah.
Dusty's too wholesome.
And maybe, you know, BYU, you know, money was tight.
Look, from a moral standpoint...
In between practices.
It would probably be me, but...
Gotta let off some steam.
You know. I just think it's ridiculous that we're, you know, this poor guy is having to deal with something that's 40 years ago.
So I popped in, guys wide open. And I'm not proud of it.
That is the one thing I just know that we are not we're not okay with. Although, to be fair,
the people of New Mexico will not vote him in. Well, let's keep an eye on this race.
Yeah, see what happens.
His name is Roger Montoya.
Maybe it's going to change. Maybe, like, all, you know, because, you know, the POTUS had a couple of interesting, you know, things happen to him before he was president. And that would normally take anyone down. But
you mean rape?
That did not, the porn star thing. None of that, like, affected him at all. And I was always surprised by that because I was like, that's kind of the one thing that seemingly you can't get over. But I'm just ballparking here. The reason why no one got upset is maybe all of the politicians were like, if he can normalize this, look at what this opens up for the rest of us. Because now, like, when you get caught in a scandal, you can be like, what? We're not doing this now? I thought this was normal. Maybe he's just a pioneer. Maybe he's a trailblazer for the rest of them. Because is there, like, a political guy that doesn't have a sexual scandal in his closet?
Doesn't seem it.
I feel like you have to do it. Like, it's like when you're getting ready
to... It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, when you're getting ready to run for an office, like, part of the vetting process is, okay, what's the creepiest thing you've done? And you're like, all right, we'll let you in.
All right, we must go. Coming up next, a bonus segment for Club 1080.
I've got scary places.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that.
It's so disappointing.
It's going to be a small segment, though. Short segment.
What? There's no such thing. We do
big
segments.
So do you want to dive into scary places?
It's a really...
Or do you want to save it?
I was disappointed. I was disappointed in the spooky places.
All right, well, that may or may not be next year's mic.
The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
All right, well, let's wrap this up so we can go watch some cool sports. Hey, Anthony Davis is hurt.
Little drama there. It didn't look like he rolled his ankle or anything. He just kind of came down awkwardly and then grabbed the back of his heel.
Uh-oh.
Which is, you know,
Achilles, you know.
That's never a good thing, but they showed him on the sidelines afterwards and, you know, he's not in the game. He's hobbling, but he is walking. You would think if it's an Achilles, they'd have him, you know, they'd have him back in a training room getting it looked at. Plus, let's be honest, like you said, Anthony Davis, you know, that guy goes down like every other play.
Yeah, he's known to milk it.
Sure. But it was just weird, like, that there was no, he didn't step on anyone's foot. There was no rolling of anything. He just kind of landed funny and then grabbed the back of his heel. And we've all seen that. And that is usually not a real good thing.
No. This series, shades of Kevin Durant.
This series may have gotten a lot more interesting. Up 3-1, Anthony Davis goes out with an Achilles injury.
Damn it.
If you're LeBron, you put everything you got into this son of a gun right now. You go out for 50.
Meanwhile, Yankees Rays tied at 1 still. They're in the 7th.
Yeah.
Good little ball game.
Is Cole still pitching for the Yankees?
No.
No.
He almost gave up the home run to Rosarena and they pulled him. The Britton came in and walked 2 but got out of it.
So Cole only gave up 1 hit?
Yes.
And it was a home run to Austin Meadows.
Yeah,
unsure. That was it.
There's only 5 hits in this game combined. 3 for the Yankees, 2 for the Rays.
5 effing hits.
That's all we got. And yeah, that was the, who was the Yankee reliever, or not Yankee, but the Rays reliever that gave up the home run to Judge.
Nick Anderson.
Nick Anderson had given up 1 hit to right-handed batters all year. Not home run. 1 hit all year to a right-handed batter.
Do you know what happened later in the game? Do you know? Do you want to know?
Yeah, please.
He gave up a hit to a right-handed batter.
Did he?
He did.
Huh.
I think it was Torres. One of those guys got a hit later off of him, too.
Yeah. Clearly, so he sucks.
He doubled the number of hits from righties in this game.
Someone say Anthony Davis should have gone back and then came out with a wheelchair from Paul Pierce. And there's the great theory that Paul Pierce crapped himself, and that's why he went with the wheelchair.
Yeah, doesn't he have a little oops boop back there?
Yeah,
isn't there some evidence?
There's some people. It's like the Zapruder film, and some people say that it's not that, and that it's like a shadow or that it's been doctored. But that's the great conspiracy theory, is that Paul Pierce pooed himself, and that's why he had to leave the court in a wheelchair. I want nothing more than that story to be true, that he's talking to the manager. He's like, look, you got to get a wheelchair. Why? Because I'm wearing white shorts and I crap myself. So get me to the back in the wheelchair. We'll clean me up a little bit and we'll get me back out here.
I had no idea that Paul Pierce was so goofy all those years at, you know, Kansas and then
yeah.
In the NBA. Like, he's just kind of, he's a weirdo.
Yeah, he's a little out
he's
there a
little
goofball. Bit. Really good, though.
Good at basketball, that's for sure.
Well, he was. I don't know if he still is.
I saw him on campus once.
Yeah.
I high-fived him.
Did he high-five you back?
Yeah. Yeah. But that was it.
Yeah. Well.
He loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys love it. They strut around.
Eat it up.
Yes. Hell yeah. He ate that up.
Number of classes that Paul Pierce actually attended?
I had one with him.
And was he there?
No.
I was gonna say. There's no chance. That was
first day. It was him and Ostertag.
Yeah,
I think that's right. And neither of them ended up.
No.
Or Ostertag was always there, but Pierce wasn't.
You think? Because that was back in the day before, like any. I mean, that was like really in the heyday of you could do whatever the hell you want. So I'm gonna say there's no chance in hell Paul Pierce was going to class.
All right. Well, we managed to get through it without scary news.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Who cares? We'll save it for next week.
Yeah, we got spooky.
We have more shows.
We got spooky things. We can talk about Mike's ghost stories.
But,
ghost sex.
Let's see what your brother's doing tonight. See what he's up to.
Well, it's his birthday. I hope he's doing something.
Oh, nice.
He drove to Seattle on his birthday to get that cardboard cutout.
Oh, God.
I know.
That's it? That's the only reason he drove there?
Yeah.
And then he's driving back?
Yeah, I think.
What?
Yeah, because we're doing something tomorrow for him. They went up to Seattle today just to get his Mariner cardboard cutout on his birthday. I can't think of a worse thing to do on my birthday.
What's he going to do with that?
I don't know. Maybe eat some chili with it.
We have cardboard cutouts of us. Remember that?
Yeah.
They're still at the desk.
They're still, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take it home.
Maybe he'll put it by his putting green.
I wouldn't either.
And he'll always be putting.
I'm getting him chili for his birthday. That's all I know.
You got him Hormel?
I was thinking maybe like a hodgepodge.
Just like a bag of different cans of chili.
He wants canned chili. Happy birthday, buddy.
All right, we'll see if we can get a hold of John to wrap it up next on The Fan.
No Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan. This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right. John puts a bow on this week's broadcast on his birthday.
On my birthday.
Happy
the
birthday.
Anniversary of my birth today, right now, today.
Yes.
Happy birthday to me.
Yes.
And John Lennon.
John Lennon would have been 80.
Yeah, 80 today. Yeah. I saw that.
The great John Lennon.
How old are you?
I am today 47 years old.
Oof, you old bastard.
Oof.
Right?
How do you feel?
I feel good. But we were talking today. We actually went up to Seattle today with some friends. And you know the cardboard cutouts that we did at Safeco Field this year?
Oh, yeah.
So today was the day that we could go get ours if we wanted them. And my buddy wanted his, and Heather wanted hers. So we decided to, I had the day off anyway because it's my birthday. And so we decided, hey, we'll drive up to Seattle. We'll spend the afternoon up there, have lunch, go to Safeco Field, get the cutouts, make our way back. And so we were headed back. And I guess like at milepost 50 on I-5, there's a fatality semi truck has rolled and is blocking the entire freeway. So the entire freeway is shut down I-5 South. And so we were like, oh boy. So we got off in Centralia, and we're actually at the McMinimans in Centralia right now, having dinner, trying to let the freeway clear. So we did that today. And, I forgot the original question.
Are you still talking?
Yeah.
I don't know. Suk asked it. What was it? I was talking to Mike.
I just think that sounds like the worst birthday of all time. You drove to Seattle to get a cardboard cutout, and now you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Well, we're not in traffic. We're in McMinniman.
Yeah.
But I forget why I was telling you guys the story. You asked me a question about what we... I don't remember what I was...
The cardboard cutout thing?
Yeah, it was your birthday. You're asking like what you were doing, like how you were celebrating it. And
well, clearly your memory's doing great at your old age.
Yeah, you're feeling wonderful,
being old,
John.
That's what it was. So I was talking with my buddy, and I was like I'm 3 years away from 50. Like 50. I don't like 47 or whatever, but 50. That's a thing, man. Like I'm 3 years from 50. What the heck? How did that happen?
You got one foot in the grave, man. Let's just be honest. Come on.
Well, as my son likes to point out, I have probably, by all metrics, lived more than half my life. So that's a little sobering too.
Oh,
so.
That's 100%. Come on, you're not making it to 100.
Right? Well, I don't know that I want to be honest with you. That's a tough go when you get up to that age. If you give me a good 80, I'd probably sign off on that. So.
Well, let's be honest. We're both bigger individuals. When you see those people that live into their 90s, John, not a lot of big guys.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not offensive linemen, that's for sure.
No,
so.
we tend to go a little bit quicker. It's like with dogs. The Great Dane doesn't live that long. It's
right.
The Chihuahua that lives 19 years.
Right. So despite your poo-pooing of my day, I had a great day. I spent it with friends. Good talk, little road trip, got to go to Safeco Field, and we're stuck in Centralia here for a little bit. So depending on how long it takes to clear the freeway, I'm not complaining. It's not too bad.
Are you at McMinniman's ordering some canned chili, I hope?
I went with a burger and some Cajun tots. You could do a lot worse than that.
Well, it's your day. You do.
Rob, by the way, is totally judging your birthday, and he's disgusted by it. He just is.
Well, I don't understand why they can't just ship that thing to you, your cardboard cutout.
I don't know, because there's 20,000 of them, and it take too long, I guess. So
probably look, money.
That wasn't what we set out to do. It just they gave you a certain day and time. If you wanted it, that's when you had to get it. And it just so happened that it was today, and I don't know if it was just a regular day and I was working. I don't know that I would have taken the day off to do it, but it just happened to be I had the day off anyway and got to spend it with my wife and some friends and had a great time. No complaints.
Well, that's great. Happy 47. Yeah.
John is a simple man. He's a simple man that likes well-done steaks, plain cheeseburgers, apparently canned chili, and driving to Seattle. He is a man of simple, simple needs.
You got that right. Look, I took my cardboard cutout around Safeco, and I put it there, posed it various things with the Griffey statue and outside of the home plate entrance and took some pictures with it. We had a good time. Lots of fun.
What are you going to do with that thing?
I don't know. Probably do something silly. My guess is once my brother's kids find out that I have it, they'll probably steal it from me and cut the eyes out or make it into something stupid or something. I don't know.
I did see your wife got you like an old arcade machine today, which was kind of cool.
Whoa.
If you remember, it's my probably favorite video game ever. It's the old Star Wars Atari game that you play in the arcades where you fly the X-Wing and blow up the Death Star. Yeah. So she bought me one of those. So I have I can currently destroy the Death Star from
that's
the
a pretty
of my own basement.
That's a sweet gift.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, she's the best. She's in the Hall of Fame of giving gifts for sure. I'd like to think that I do a good job, but she's in the Hall of Fame, and she did it again. And somebody on Twitter pointed out to me today, because I tweeted out some pictures of it, they said the strategic move by her is she's really up the ante with Christmas right around the corner. So right. I'm gonna have to come strong here in a couple months.
Well, happy birthday, big fella.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the well wishes.
We love your buddy.
And I love you both very much.
I love you. Okay. Kumbaya. There he goes. He's up in Centralia eating a burger and some Cajun tater tots.
Little does he know that I did get him a bag full of chili for his birthday.
Canned chili.
Canned chili. I'm getting him in a variety of canned chilies and some Tostino's frozen pizzas.
Nobody loves him some canned chili and Tostino's frozen pizzas like
Happy
Big
birthday,
Joe.
You old bastard.
All right, we are out of here. Everybody have a good weekend. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Really?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.